One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Kaduna and Christ Embassy Television. Number 3, Kacha Road, before Station Market, Kaduna. Number 6/8, Sarkin Power Street, opposite St. Michael, opposite Future View Filling Station Television, Kaduna. Worship with us on Sundays, 7 a.m. and 9:30 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0802-800-6877 or send an email to radiotransmissions@love0360.com. This is a continuation of the message, Activating the Power.
Hallelujah.
When you start worshiping the Holy Ghost comes to where you are. He's looking for such people. That's what the Bible says. For the Father seeketh such. You want to see the power of God in your life, you must learn to minister in the Holy Spirit. Let me show you something here. 1 Corinthians chapter number 14. Now I'll read to you from verse 14. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. In other words, I don't know what I'm saying when I start speaking in other tongues. My understanding doesn't get anything. I don't understand what I'm saying. But it says, it's my spirit that is praying, and I will pray with the understanding also. Which one is the also? Come on. Which one is the also here? The understanding. He doesn't say, I will pray with the understanding, and I'll pray with the spirit also. He says, I will pray with the spirit, and then I'll pray with the understanding also. The one that comes after is the understanding, which means for the real Christian, for the child of God that has received the Holy Ghost, for the God's kind of child. Are you hearing me? True prayer is first spiritual. It says, wherever I will pray with the spirit, and I'll pray with the understanding also. That means I'll speak with the language I understand also. But first, I will pray with the spirit. And it says, if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth. Which means, praying in tongues is the spirit's prayer. That's where the power is. You say, how do you know? Go to verse 1, same chapter. Follow after charity, that's love, and desire spiritual gifts, and but rather that ye may prophesy. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, speaketh not unto men, but unto God. Can you see that? When you are speaking in tongues, you're not talking to men. It says you're talking to God. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. Howbeit, in the spirit, he speaketh what? Mysteries. He says, in the spirit, he speaks what? Mysteries. Oh, I love it. Does anybody have the Living Bible? I'd like to read it to you in the Living Bible. That's the Amplified. Let me have the Amplified. I'll read it to you in both. Yeah, you can bring the Living Bible as well. Speak mysteries. Let me read this to you. It says, For one who speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not to men, but to God. For no one understands or catches his meaning, because in the Holy Spirit he utters secret truths and hidden things not obvious to the understanding. Secret truths, hidden things that are not obvious to the understanding. When you are speaking in tongues, you are speaking what? Secret truths. Hidden things, not obvious to the understanding. Secret truths. You are revealing the secrets of the devil to the angels. Because, see, devils don't know everything, and angels don't know everything. Oh, come on here. But we are the only ones who have the revelation of God in our spirits. And God has sent angels to protect us and to be with us and to help us in so many things in life. And they are present with us. Sometimes they don't, because they don't know everything, they can receive the instruction through our ministry in the Holy Ghost. We reveal the secret devil to them, and then they know how to destroy the works of the devil. Are you hearing me?
We also reveal the secrets of God's spirit to them.
You have to understand this.
Hallelujah.
God is wonderful.
When you speak in other tongues, secret truths are being revealed. Secret truths. Realities are being revealed. And then again, sometimes you need an idea. You don't know what to do. You need an idea. Maybe you have a plan for your business. Maybe you have a plan for your family. Maybe you have a plan for your own life. Maybe something you're praying to God about, you don't know what steps to take. When you begin praying in other tongues, the truths are revealed to you from your spirit. He says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. And when those thoughts begin to well up in you, those words begin to well up in you, you start picking them. You're receiving secret truths from God. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue, speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. Howbeit in the spirit, he speaketh mysteries. Mysteries.
But the world laughs at us because they don't understand what's going on. They laugh at us when we start speaking in other tongues. And then they see us going like that, like they think we're fools, you know. But the Bible says, God has chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise.
Hallelujah. That's where the power of God is.
What do you think you were seeing when those deafened ears were opened and the blinded eyes were opened and they received their sight? And people who couldn't walk got up to walk when I didn't go there to touch them. What do you think you were seeing?
That was the power of God revealed in the air.
People keep looking at me and try to find out where the power is. Some have said that it's in this thing. How foolish they were.
No, that's the microphone transmitter.
What is this thing?
This is the microphone that's connected to this one.
Hallelujah. That's all. That's what it is. Hey, can you put that microphone on?
Put this one on. Hello? See now, I've switched this one off. Can you still hear me? Okay, now let me put it off so you understand this and this are together. The power of God is not anywhere in the world. Jesus said, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. The power can reside in you. Can you say amen? But we can activate that power. We can activate the power of God. We can stay up the power of God. And that's what I'm telling you. Every time you come to church, open your heart. Hey, let's go back to this, all right? Can we go back to this?
I said you can activate the power of God through what I'm sharing with you. Let's read on. 1 Corinthians again, chapter number 14, verse 4. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself. Oh, glory. But he that prophesieth edifieth the church. To prophesy is to speak the word of God with power. Revelations of God's word in the understanding of the people. So the church is edified. But it says, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifies himself. He charges himself up in the spirits. He stirs himself up in the spirits. He stirs up the power of God inside him. Are you hearing me? That's what it is. The glory of God is revealed in your life. Strength comes. If you were weak in your Christian life, as you speak in other tongues, the power would rise within you. The power would rise within you. The rise within you. Rise within you. Rise within you. If your faith was getting weaker and weaker and weaker. Oh, let me show you something. You want to see it? Turn to the book of Jude. The book of Jude. Go to verse 20. You know the Bible says, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. That's the Christian life, the normal Christian life. You just sing. Someone else may not like it. It doesn't matter. Well, you see, when your life is that way, you don't have time to think, I don't have money, I don't have friends, I don't have this, I don't have that. You have no time to think like that. That doesn't mean you have no time to think of realities. No, those are the shadows.
Hallelujah.
If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, you want the life of Christ in your heart. You want Jesus Christ come into your heart. I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe He died to save my soul. I believe God raised Him up from the dead, and He's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life from this day. I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled, Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0802-800-6877 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life. And then His vision becomes real, not only to you, but He makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision. God.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Kaduna and Christ Embassy Television. Number 3, Katia Road, before Station Market, Kaduna. Number 6/8, Sarkin Power Street, opposite St. Michael, opposite Future View Filling Station Television, Kaduna. Worship with us on Sundays, 7 a.m. and 9:30 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m. If you'd like us to pray with you, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0802-800-6877 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This message is titled, Activating the Power. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.levelradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.